We are on page 8. We have finished introduction. Let's begin our first topic of Shabbat, in the philosophy and ideas of Shabbat. This set of classes we shall begin with is called Matana Tova. Matana Tova. What's a matana? A gift. What's Tova?
Good gift.
Why are we discussing gifts on Shabbat? Let's have a look at a piece of Gemara that tells us something very, very fascinating. And the Gemara says, the Gemara b'Masechah Shabbat, the Gemara, the tract of Shabbat says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. God spoke to Moses, to Moshe Rabbeinu, and said the following, Matana Tova Yesh Li B'Beit Ginzai. I have a good gift in my treasure house. V'Shabbat Shema. It is called, it is named Shabbat. Va'ani mevakesh, and I'm asking, Litna Yisrael, that you give this gift called Shabbat to the Jewish people. Lech, go, v'hodiyam, go inform them of this gift. That's what the Gemara says. Let us spend the rest of this class and some of next class trying to understand this cryptic statement. Let's break it down. Let's break it down. First of all, Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nothing too unusual about that. He says, I have a great gift, a good gift. It's unusual. What's unusual? What's unusual about that? Everything Hashem gives a gift, right? We learned that in nursery. Hashem let us see. Hashem gave us mitzvahs. Hashem was so much of a gift. This is the only mitzvah of all 630 mitzvot that the Gemara tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to as a gift. That's the first part of the puzzle. We're going to look at the piece. What we're going to do now, we're going to do what the boys do. Take a piece of Gemara, break it down into pieces, then rebuild it with a new structure. Yes?
So, just like you said before, Shabbat was like the center of all Judaism.
Yes. Okay, you're looking for an answer. Okay, fine. Answers are good. Hold on. You're going to be right. Let's build up the question first of all. We're going to build the question. First, we have to build this gift. Why gift? It could say it's fantastic. Say it's wonderful. What's this gift business? What's the word matana? Why is it called a matana? First of all, what's Hashem's treasure house? Hashem's got a treasure house? It could be. That's interesting. Never thought of that. Very good. It doesn't say that. Does it have a treasure house? Okay, what's the metaphor of a treasure house? That God has a treasure house? And why is it kept there? If it's so special for everyone, take it out. You should say, I have a great gift on the street for you. Hopefully with car keys that come with it. You know what I'm saying, right? Now that's a gift, right? The Shabbat Shema. It's called Shabbat. Why does it say that? What do you mean its name is Shabbat? Just say it's Shabbos. Instead of naming it. That's a fair question. That's a fair question. We're still in the question. Still in the question. I know you're excited to give me answers. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm bleeding. Carly, you're making my day. Vani mevakesh, Hashem wants to give to the Jewish people. Well, if you have a gift, who else are you going to give it to? If you have a gift, who else are you going to give it to? I'll take an answer. The what? The other nations. So already we're saying, no. This is not for the other nations. This is for the Jewish people. This is a gift that comes from a treasure house that has been to the Jewish people. And according to this, you can learn out in good Gemara fashion, only the Jewish people. But what's he saying? That only Jews have Shabbat? Rachel, is that correct? What is? Because, say it, only Jewish people can keep Shabbat. Are non-Jews allowed to keep Shabbat?
No.
Very strange. When it said, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly when this was given. We assume before it was actually handed over to the Jewish people, it was given with these words. This was invested in it.
These were invested in giving of the Shabbat to the Jewish people.
By the way, when were the laws of Shabbat given to the Jewish people? Not Mount Sinai, interestingly. It's actually given before in a place called Mara, some days before. There were three mitzvot. This was one of them. There's a reason why it was given earlier than many, many laws. How far does Shabbat go, by the way? When does Shabbat actually exist in the world? From creation. No other mitzvot exists before. Pesach didn't exist from creation. Actually, maybe Pesach did, actually. Bad example. But Tefillin didn't, you know. But Shabbos goes right back. There's something about Shabbos that it actually represents all of creation. However, the keeping of Shabbat, specifically, give it to the Jewish people. We're going to discuss that as well. We're going to see why only Jews. We're going to look at real practical halachot, for sure, but even central ideas to us that makes it to the Jewish people. Finally, let's just finish off the question. Lech Vodiyam. What's that? Go and tell them. Go and tell them. Who's going to tell them? How else are they going to know? Who's going to tell them? So there's something specific we're going to see from the sources. We're going to break this down and build it up. That is specific about informing people when you give them something. The act of informing somebody of something changes the relationship between you, the person, and that thing. I'll say that again. When you inform somebody of something, and you give them something as well, the fact they know it, basically, the fact they know it's from you, coming from you, and you tell them, and they're aware of that, that's going to change the relationship. It's not an anonymous gift. We have to know that it's from God to the Jewish people, only the Jewish people, and that it's from God. Okay, those are the questions we have to analyze today and next class. Yes?
What happens to a non-Jew that keeps Shabbat?
The Gemara tells us, Akum Shabbat Chayav Mita, a non-Jew that keeps Shabbat is liable to the death penalty. I don't know anywhere in Jewish history where a non-Jew was killed keeping Shabbat. However, the concept still stands, and that means that a non-Jew who wants that a convert who's in the process of conversion does not keep Shabbat, they break Shabbat. They can keep Shabbat totally, but they break Shabbat. I'll keep saying even more interesting. Hold your horses. I'm going to roll. 1 second, darling. When I run with it, you've got to go with me. Avram Avinu, Lahalach, was not considered Jewish, according to many opinions. He broke Shabbos. There's a whole discussion among the rabbis how Avram Avinu kept Shabbos as a Jew, but broke it as a non-Jew. One opinion was that he made a light Motzei Shabbos, because Motzei Shabbos as a Jew wasn't Shabbos, but as a non-Jew, the nighttime is still part of the day, because their days don't begin at nighttime like ours, so he broke Shabbos. There's this whole tumult, as we say, of Rav Nosson Adler, the Chav Sofer's rabbi. There's a whole tumult, I remember reading once, about somersaults over this one exact question. That's how far it goes.
They didn't even know that. They're only supposed to keep the
no hide laws. Right.
So,
you know, it's interesting. You're saying very interesting. Okay. Nowadays, they don't even know there are seven laws. Your question is more on the ignorance of the Jewish people and the non-Jewish people, more than anything else. The fact they don't know these laws. That concept still stands. But it's interesting, at the foundation of the other religions where they started, when is the holy day for the Christians? When is the holy day for the Muslims? Interesting, they say that the Jewish people, specifically those times, pushed away to make sure that no other religion makes Shabbat their day. And they have to keep it like we do. So even the Seventh-day Adventists who follow Shabbat, I met one recently actually, interesting young lady, it was Chloe, they don't keep Shabbat, we keep Shabbat. I'm talking keep Shabbat lahalacha for the right reasons, knowing full well you're doing it. In that case, which has never happened, it's a theoretical formula, but the concept still stands. The concept is that Shabbos is a unique, specific gift for the Jewish people, and only the Jewish people.
That should be a book for them too, like they don't know that.
We should tell them. I'll start. Don't keep Shabbos! I've done my job. I'm Yitzhak Zayn. I feel good. You're right. You know, the more we learn about it, right now, we've got to a point of history where you have to teach the Jew.
You can't be like, oh, you're going to die. And then, like.
Yes, I would not. You know, you have to. I wouldn't. What's your name again? Yeah, I wouldn't walk through the streets saying, don't keep Shabbos, you're going to die if you do. It's a theoretical formula. It doesn't really have practical application, but it tells us that law is more for us than them. Although when a person converts, it becomes halachic for them. They can't keep Shabbat. But for us, it has more of a...
For us, not really Jewish,
I'll tell you what. because we as Jews, it applies to us, so that we know this is something very unique. Other mitzvot are given to us. If others want to do it, prayer, tefillah. Can a non-Jew pray? Absolutely. Does prayer work for non-Jews? Absolutely. Tremendous power. Absolutely. But when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is for us and only us. We're going to see, I'm going to give you real explanations why. We're going to see actually, I'll give you, you know, people can't wait for the punchline, right? So I'll give you just one taste of it. We're going to see that Shabbos is our physical protection from other nations attacking us.
There's a lot of things I've heard before.
Shabbos, we're going to see, is the Jewish Defense Forces, the JDF. It is. It's the Haganah of the Jewish people, the spiritual Haganah of the Jewish people. Shabbos, we're going to see, has that. We're going to see that non-Jews in history who didn't like us used to try to make us work on Shabbat. I'll give you a real example of a real person who tried to make us work on Shabbat in order that they'll be able to conquer us as a nation. We're going to get there. This knowledge and information was known to Goyim. I know, Yael. I'm blowing your mind. I know. I'm feeling it. Okay. Let's do this one piece over here. Page 8. Let's start with our first question. And we're going to look at the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim is puzzled by this piece of Gemara. Let's study the Chofetz Chaim together. Rachel? Fantastic. Omar al-Chofetz Chaim, Zecha Salig Ravracha, Ava Erma Mazeh. He says, I'm going to explain this ma'amar, this piece of Gemara, with a mashal. By the way, I'm standing on the right side. Could those on the left hear me when I speak? Am I projecting enough? Good. Yadua. It is a known thing. We know there's many, many precious stones that exist in the world. And margalit, what's margalit? Margalit's a nice name.
Pearl.
Pearl, right? Do you know this Jewish woman with the name pearl? In Hebrew, it's margalit. Right? They're so precious, we can't even fathom their worth. And they're worth a lot of money. There's so much, it's so expensive, that most people can't even attain those precious jewels. Afilim sarim gedolim, bashim muflagim, even the rich people, even the wealthy people, even if they're royalty, cannot get hold of these very precious jewels. You go to these storehouses of kings and queens, you can't find these precious jewels. Kolaminchim sambo olam, that exist in the world. The greater the king, Vadai gam, asrotav gadolim, greater their treasure house. Greater the king, greater their treasure house. Chashuvim biyoter, matzrotav shel melech shur bedrega namuchim amenu. And obviously the greater king is higher than one below him. V'hine kal v'chomer, ben beno shel kal v'chomer. How much more so, says the Chofetz Chaim. Hashem ibrach shu melech malcham lochem akarosh baruch hu. He's the king of kings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his treasure house all silver, all gold, all amazing things. And of all the great jewels that Hashem has in this world, all the amazing wealth that Hashem has, because Hashem is Kone HaKol, he owns everything. There's only one thing he calls a great gift in his treasure house, the Shabbat Shema, that's Shabbat. He nikra slo b'shem, and he calls it a matana tova. Shabbat is a great gift. The only thing that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a great gift is that. But vadai, says the Chofetz Chaim, ein shiur lechashivuta v'tovata. We can't even begin to fathom how incredible this gift is. U'matana kuzo, and it's this gift that Hashem puts deep in his treasure house. That means a very precious jewel that no one else owns. U'matana kazu, natana Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gave this gift to us, the Jewish people, al yidei shmirat Shabbat, through the keeping of Shabbat. The greatest gift in this world. Greater than any jewel, any gem, says the Chofetz Chaim. Pashtus. That exists is Shabbat. And he gave it to us. Greater than any greater gem. Pashtus, Chofetz Chaim is taking this Matana Tova to be absolute, literal, in every way, shape, and form. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been the greatest gift in this world. That is Shabbat. You have to see why? And we don't even know what the nature of this gift is. But that's what it is. Why? How? When? We're going to look at. And what? But that's what it is. V'chen, look at page 9. Ben Ish Chai. Kamo kama Sochaj Yisrael is a hair because of Shabbos. How specific and careful we have to be when it comes to following the halacha of Shabbat. Ki metana zu shel Shabbat lo da'ela lehem davka. Shabbos was only given to the Jewish people. How do I know? The Gemara says, "Vani mivakash l'tali Israel, beini," as we say in Kiddush from the Torah, "ubnei Israel." This is between me, says Hashem, the Jewish people, not the Omat Olam. The non-Jewish people do not have this thing called Shabbat. They may have a day of rest. They can have a week of rest. I don't care. It's not Shabbos. Shabbos is a specific gift that was given davka. Dafka means specific Jewish people. Dahar hazay karva yumat. The non-Jew does. They're killed. V'lachem. Ein lehem davar yakar mitzvah yotomenu. There is no greater, more precious mitzvah than this one, says the Ben Ish Chai. V'hu shakul ke'esek ha-Torah. It's equal to the rest of Torah. We're going to see that Shabbat is going to be compared to the rest of the Torah. That is a comparison Chazal make. It has the same, shikul means the same weight. Two ways to understand that statement. One understanding is if you put every other mitzvah on one side of the scale and Shabbat on the other side, Shabbat is equal to it. 612 on one side, one on the other, Shabbat is equal to it. In other words, each and every individual mitzvah is equal to it. It's equal to every other mitzvah. Or every other mitzvah is potentially equal to it, but Shabbos has that power. Every other mitzvah. Let's see what it says. It says in the Torah, Ru'u, this is Parshat Re'eh, Ki Hashem Natan Lechem HaShabbat. That's the pasuk. Can everyone see that pasuk? Look inside. Second paragraph down of the Hebrew. See, I have given you the Shabbat. Dorshim Chazal. Chazal learn out from this. Mao naten lachem. What does lachem mean? Lachem nitna v'lolov de kochavim. But not the other nations. Shabbos comes, just like the Gemara says, L'Israel. Shabbos is a gift, and it is a gift for the Jewish people only. Imagine you're about to get married or engaged, and the guy you're about to marry goes and buys you a 5-carat diamond ring. When I first started teaching this course, I say 1.5 carat. And then as the years go by, I have to go up in numbers. If I say 1.5 right now, they're like, yeah, and? So right now I'm at 5. 2 years' time, got to when I'm teaching this course, it'll be 10 carat. But for now, we'll leave it at 5 carat. And there he is, your nice boyfriend, about to come husband, opens that little turquoise box. And inside, there is a rock. Beautiful. And he says, this is for the woman I love. I want to spend the rest of my life with. Isn't that nice? How do you feel? You feel good. Then he goes into his pocket, he pulls out another one, and he gives it to his ex-girlfriend. And then his mother comes for dinner. He's like, oh, I got a 5-carat diamond ring for you, Mum. What happened? Why do you hate him? Why do you want to kill him? You still have the same ring. Your ring is your ring. Because that ring that he gave you is very precious. It's precious. Isn't just the 5 carats, although that helps. It's also the fact that you got it and nobody else. If he went to his Christmas party, or his Hanukkah party, and started handing out 5-carat diamond rings to everyone in the office, how are you going to feel? So what the heck's this? You're crazy. You give them Cooper's Laconia, and you give me the real thing. What are you talking about? Why? You still have your ring? Because it's yours. That ring is a personal statement of the connection between him and you. And no one else. He wants to buy a piece of jewelry, a piece of junk, go right ahead. Go buy him a cheap gold bracelet, go right ahead. But this ring speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a ring to the Jewish people and only the Jewish people. He gives other gifts to other nations. He gives them. We do not have a monopoly on God. But the ring of Erusin, of Kiddushin between the Jewish people and Hashem is Shabbos. Therefore, only the Jewish people can have Shabbat. It is the ultimate statement of a direct connection between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Lechem, the Lol of the Kohavim. Doesn't mean he hates them. Heaven forbid. It means he loves us in a very unique and specific way. That's the Medrash on that Pasuk. Re'u ki Hashem tal lechem et ha-shabbat. If I had a highlighter pen in my hand, ladies, I would put it over that verse. That Pasuk. Shemot tet zayin chavtet. And that's why we say, "And shacharit shel Shabbat, v'lo nitlo lov dekochav legarosot." And Hashem did not give them to the other nations. V'lo inchalato malkelov depsilim, and not to those who worship idols and other things. V'chen burchato lishkuno larelim, and the rest, the menucha. We have to what menucha really means. Was not to the other nations. Kil Israel amcha natato bava. He gave to the Jewish people ba'ava. That word is important. That word is there for a specific reason. It's with love. Just like a chatan to a kala, lezera Yaakov, specifically to the descendants of Yaakov. It couldn't say Avraham, because Avraham had Yishmael. And it couldn't say Yitzhak, because Yitzhak had an Esav. It had to say to Yaakov. Yaakov's name became Yisrael, from whom the Jewish people, and only the Jewish people came. That is Shabbos that was given specifically to us, and not to anyone else. It is a unique gift between us and Hashem Baruch Hu. It is the large engagement ring between us and Hashem. Hashem Babachata, which you, Hashem Baruch Hu, chose at Har Sinai. That unique relationship, that marriage of the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shall stop over there. We will, God willing, pick up this Matanah Tovah idea and take it deeper next class. Thank you all.